It's the Kia Summer Sticker Sales Event, so give your friends something to look at. Like a B&B with an ocean view, an endless field of wildflowers, or a sunset that needs no filter. Make this a summer to share and save with a capable Kia SUV or powerful sedan. See your local Kia dealer or visit Kia.com to learn more. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-334-KIA for details. Always drive safely. Sale applies to purchase of specially tagged 2024 vehicles only. Quantities are limited. Must take delivery by 7/8/24.
By your vote, we have scored a touchdown.
This week is going to go down as one of the more monumental in Jacksonville history. The $1.4 billion stadium deal passing that historic hurdle at City Council on Tuesday night. It's also the end of the one-year term for the City Council President Ron Salem. And this term goes down as one of the more consequential in recent memories. We sat down yesterday to talk and reflect about the term that is ending and his leadership of some significant moments in Jacksonville history.
I'm feeling very excited now. There was a lot of relief after the vote Tuesday night just to know that it got done. But as I reflect on it, I'm much more jovial about getting it all done.
Did you practice your line that you actually dropped at the end of the vote, by the way?
No, that comment was spontaneous, just hit me in my mind and obviously did the touchdown symbol. I did not realize it was going to pick up through the media as it has been done and on the front page of the Times Union today.
But do you realize the gravity of that moment? And is touchdown almost like not enough of as largesse as a moment as this is?
Yeah, it's monumental to think that we now have solidified the Jaguars here for 30 years. As I have told people, Rich, if you look at Jacksonville's history, probably Mayo Clinic and the Jaguars are the two most significant sort of acquisitions that Jacksonville has made. And to know that we now have the Jaguars here for 30 years, I think, is just unbelievable.
As you've been reflecting beyond, obviously, the significance of the moment as you're ending this term in this last year, what else are you thinking through and reflecting on?
Well, Rich, when I was installed and gave my installation speech last June, I laid out an agenda of things that I wanted to accomplish. And when I gave my departure speech several days ago, I went through all those items, and they were all sort of checked off. I was able to accomplish what I said I was going to do, and that's very fulfilling for me. We did some great things. I think the jail study this year has set the stage. We've educated the community. They understand that we need a new jail, and they understand the type of jail that we need to construct over the next few years. Our opioid program is in full force. We have funded a sports foundation in Visit Jacksonville, which will allow us to attract sporting events to Jacksonville. We had a couple of significant homeless initiatives that we put out there. One is for the chronic homeless. One is for diverting people that are on the verge of homelessness to get them some money to keep them from becoming homeless. A couple of passion projects are at my golf course near my home, Blee Cypress, where we broke ground on three additional holes to go from 9 to 12. And the other passion project was J.P. Small Park, where we are putting down artificial turf and Major League lights, and we're going to build an African-American baseball museum out there, highlighting the African-American baseball history here in Jacksonville, just to name a few.
In some ways, it feels as though over the last year, there's been a lot of education in our community and, you know, in many ways about stories that have been there and just haven't been told maybe in the same way, but at least from where I sit, I think there was a more active audience willing to listen. Do you see it that way?
I do. As I have educated people, when you mention J.P. Small Park, people don't know anything about it. Many people don't know where it's located. And I tell them, go down Myrtle Avenue you're in a neighborhood, and boom, a baseball park pops up. And Hank Aaron played there. All sorts of former African-American major leaguers played there. It's a wonderful facility, and in renovating it, what we're trying to do is to keep the character of the park, but put in some modern amenities so everybody can enjoy the park.
Do you think enough education has been done about Out East throughout the stadium process?
Well, Out East is an interesting one. We, at our council meeting, I think that not this past one, the one before, where we had all the Out East people come out, I think we need to educate the community on Out East. I'm doing some research personally myself. I've asked some people to spend some time with me outlining what Lift Jacks has done out there, where they are in their process, and I'm going to have them give me a tour of that area so that as we get into the post-budget process, I can feel much more comfortable about discussing Out East.
And indeed, Ron Salem is going to be the finance chair in the next term of Jacksonville City Council. So after the break, which will be the next couple of weeks, they will re-engage on the remaining $94 million in that community benefits agreement. And the finance committee will really be a big catalyst for that debate that will play out over the month of July. And Salem went on to tell me that he's looking forward to carrying that forward that debate and leading that debate.